This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this is our bank holiday. Been there, done that. You've got the podcast.
I'm so sorry, we're so giddy.
We're giddy with it all. We've already been eating and drinking, which is good because that's the theme of our podcast.
Yes. But we're excited about Easter, but then we've just started talking about, I didn't realise I hadn't told Maz, what my last ever death row meal is, because that's what we asked you to tell us this week.
It won't take a lot of guessing to know what yours is. I guessed it.
God, did you? Well, you do yours first, because I knew what yours was, the first one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, I went to the Devonshire, this really nice pub in Soho the other week, which isn't expensive at all. And when I came back, I said to Kat, the prawn cocktail would be my death row starter. So you knew that was going to be on.
Yes.
It was just beautiful. And then I'd probably either have a steak and chip situation, probably like the ones I had at the Beaumont the other week, or prawn and monkfish masala from Jay Shiki, which is an all-time favourite classic of mine, followed by their iced berries, you know, and they pour the white chocolate on it and it all freezes. I would love that.
Fruit?
Yeah.
You'd have fruit?
Yeah, but it's got chocolate all over it. Or the Build Your Own Sundae from the Beaumont.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You'll let me have that.
I'll let you have that. You're not having fruit.
I do like it, though.
It is
my favourite pudding. Although I do like Knickerbocker Glory and I do like Eton Mess. Something decadent in a big glass bowl.
We had this conversation last night actually at dinner, and someone said I said I don't want a pudding, and they said you've got to have a pudding. Very, very bossy. Got to have a pudding. Yeah. Not as in literally, as in we were talking about your death row meal. And I said if you held a gun at my head, it would be tiramisu.
Yeah. That was quite popular, tiramisu.
Was it?
Yeah. A few said tiramisu.
Yeah, I love tiramisu.
Yeah.
But I do get to a point where I keep eating because I love it so much. And then suddenly I think, I am actually going to be sick.
It's so rich.
Yeah. But I always get past the point and think, oh, that's an error. And that's why I don't need pudding. Or pavlova.
I thought you might be cheese and biscuits.
Well, I had cheese, but I wasn't allowed. It had to be something sweet.
Oh, okay. Pavlova I like.
Yeah.
Things I can't stand pudding-wise are anything blancmange or creme caramelli.
Well,
anything like that.
No.
I just don't like stuff like that.
So the reason we were discussing pudding was because the restaurant we were in, the menu, it's creme brulee.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like to me. It looks like that sound.
Exactly.
And all that sugary stuff on the top. Oh, toffee.
If I could have that by itself, the toffee burnt bit at top.
No.
But no, you have to chisel through that to get to the horrible. Anything moussey or milky, said it before, say it again. Can't stand it.
I can eat a chocolate mousse. But anyway, but no, the other thing that they had, in fact, somebody did have the pudding, was, oh, I don't even know what it was. It was like I want to call it a suet pudding or a steamed pudding. It was like a steamed marmalade. That's what it was. A steamed marmalade pudding with custard.
Oh, that's like an old English boarding school food, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't know, but I mean, it's just like, it's like school dinners. Fair,
but school dinner, but for school dinner.
School dinner.
Oh, no. Pudding and custard.
But do you know what?
Thank you.
That wasn't it. So that's yours. So mine, to guess what mine would be though. That's pudding, not doing pudding.
I know what yours would be.
What?
It'd be a smorgasbord of snacks.
Do you know what?
And meat.
Yeah. I wouldn't too much go down the snack route. It would just be meat.
Cured meat.
No, not even cured. I would have, I'd have the Iberico jamón. Like the pata negra.
The pata negra.
Really expect, basically the one that you look and you think in the supermarket, how can anything be that much? And then you buy it and you try and use it. Yeah, anyway, love that. And I actually would have a côte de bœuf.
What's côte de bœuf?
It's a steak. It's like a cut of steak.
Oh, is it like rare?
Yeah. Well, no, you have it rare. Well, you can have it rare, but it's really fatty.
Oh, no, I don't like anything like that.
And I'd have it with béarnaise sauce. And I wouldn't
prefer peppercorn sauce. Béarnaise sauce is very rich, isn't it?
I know, but I wouldn't have any chips. Does that make it better?
Yeah, but if it was your last meal, you'd have some chips.
No, but I'd rather save room for like for
your pudding.
No. The other thing I love, this is really bad. I'm gonna say it really quickly. It's really bad. And I don't eat it anymore because I can't get hold of it. No, that's not true. Foie gras. It's bad.
No, it's not good.
It's not good, is it?
No.
Pan-fried foie gras. Oh my! It's basically like pan-fried fat. I know, it's awful. But anyway, other people obviously had much, much more exciting things. Where do we start?
Well, over to you. Do you know what? There were some themes. I thought people might go really, really out there with exotic choices, but most people didn't. So we've got prawn cocktail, pie and mash, pavlova, 1980s comfort food.
God.
Which I would think is quite, I mean, I wouldn't have pie and mash, but that's kind of, it's not that imaginative.
I don't
think disrespect
it's,
to, our listener.
To be fair, you've got prawn cocktail, steak and chips, love.
I know.
I don't think it's about being imaginative. I just think it's that one thing that you love eating.
It's comforting food for your last meal. So we've got my mother's mac and cheese, sirloin with frites, rhubarb and strawberry pie. We had a lot of rhubarb.
Did we?
Yeah. What's that about?
Do you know what I've noticed that we did have? A lot of roast dinners.
Roasted, and that
I get.
Again, comfort.
Yeah.
We had cheesy peas, apple crumble with an espresso martini.
What?
I know.
What? Whoa. What are cheesy peas?
I don't know. Are they just peas with cheese in them?
But would you
just have the plate of them on their own?
I don't.
That's like a side, if it's anything.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, we'd need to go back. Shell on prawns with French bread and mayo.
Wow. Do you know what? But I'd have it with butter.
I wouldn't have it with mayo.
Fresh baguette,
butter and shell on prawns. I'm with you there.
Oh, no, with the prawns. You have mayo with the prawns. But just the butter.
Not into mayo. Roast chicken. Coffee ice cream. Isn't that simple?
I know.
You could make that.
What?
Well, the chicken.
I could put a roast chicken in, yeah. I could do a roast chicken. I can't make coffee ice cream. I could buy it.
Fresh scallops with apple puree and caviar. Fresh lobster, treacle and pecan pie.
Do you think that was the most decadent?
I think it was definitely the most decadent.
Yeah, because there weren't many. There weren't loads
We had toad and the whole gravy.
Oh, my God.
We had, here's your cheap dates, we had yogurt, granola and berries.
Excuse me, whoa, that's it?
Yeah, that was it for someone's. Someone else said spag bol. That was it. And the other popular ones, but quite unimaginative, again, if I'm being critical, an Indian.
I get that.
Fish and chips or Christmas dinner.
Christmas dinner is the worst meal. Oh, it's the worst. It's a personal thing, isn't it? But no, thank you.
And get this, a side of beans, although she doesn't say what would be the main dish. A side of beans on toast, topped with a poached egg.
Oh, dear God.
And wine, sans-serre, probably a few Pringles. Think about that one.
I think she might be pregnant. But do you know what? I can't talk because mine is totally and utterly random. And quite often on a big plate, I think it's really interesting, like a roast dinner, if you just ate what you actually liked and not what you sort of felt obliged to eat because it's part of the meal.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
I think it is.
You see, when I have Indian, I never, ever have rice. I have naan bread.
I have to have a bit of both.
I would not thank you for rice. And so over the years, rather than taking a little bit and then going, I just don't have it anymore.
I think Indian's my favourite food.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, so that masala and prawn and monkfish masala would be right up there. Or just an amazing prawn curry from a fantastic Indian.
I'll tell you who does an amazing, amazing fish curry, Rick Stein, at his restaurants.
Yeah.
Not the, they're really like the brasseries.
Yeah.
That
I would
curry.
See, I would love that.
I always have that when I go there. Always. It's
when
amazing.
We went to, I can't remember if it was Kerala or Goa, we were just walking along this beach. This is years ago. And there was like almost like this comedy shack that just appeared out of nowhere. And we sat down and they just served us this most amazing fish on a banana leaf with all the accompaniments. I don't think I've ever had anything as nice. Obviously just freshly caught, local bloke in a shack.
And did he make a curry sauce for it or something?
Well, it was kind of curryish.
Spiced.
But the main bit was just this beautiful piece of white fish. Don't even know what it was. It was gorgeous. Never forget that.
That's really interesting. I mean, this is going to sound like a really dumb question, but hey ho, what else do you expect from me? In India, are the curries you get, obviously not chicken tikka masala, but are they sort of recognisable as curries that you could get here?
Well, I remember having a lot of thalis or thalis, however you put it.
So all the little bits.
There was a lot of that. And I tell you what, they did a lot of, for breakfast where we were in southern India, were dosas.
What's that?
So dosas are like kind of thin pancakes.
Oh.
You can have all kinds of different fillings in. Yeah, yeah. There's a restaurant in Birmingham. It's the Leamington Spa where Danny lives. That just sell dosas and really beautiful. Yeah. There was a lot of that. And it was gorgeous.
I love a paratha.
Yeah, I do.
Or a puri.
I like both of those things.
I love a puri.
I do.
But the only reason I said that because if you go to in Hong Kong, you go for a Chinese in Hong Kong. It's
nothing
not
like, oh God, no.
Remotely recognizable.
Like your local one around the corner.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
There were a couple of expensive ones here. My best meal ever was a tasting menu at...
Good luck with that.
I don't know how you say that. Inishir, Y-N-Y-S-H-I-R. I think it's Welsh.
I'm assuming
so
it's Welsh.
I'd have Gareth Ward surprise me. I'm presuming that's a very
chef.
Lovely Welsh chef.
We've got another scallops, shepherd's pie and apple tart. Shepherd's pie?
Shepherd's pie.
Actually.
Comfort again.
Yeah. And another curry here. We've got curry.
And more rhubarb crumble, bruschetta, beef sundae roast, rhubarb crumble and custard.
Oh, this is, do you know what? This actually I could do for my starter. Baked camembert.
I do like a baked camembert. Oh, it's filling though.
A baked camembert with honey, or like
Ooh.
Truffle honey on.
Oh, I'd have a bit of that.
A big crust of French bread.
Yeah.
But she'd have it with lamb shanks, potatoes, dauphinoise. That's a potato I can eat.
Okay, dauphinoise.
That is my favourite potato. And tiramisu.
Another expensive one, chicken liver parfait, filet mignon. Veggies. A few people put veggies. I thought, what's the point of a veggie?
That's what I said.
And I will get it. Raspberry pavlova in Tim Taylor's Landlord.
Tim Taylor's.
And Tim Taylor's Landlord.
Yeah.
It's a beer. I thought it was a chef.
Okay.
I thought he was a landlord.
Tim Taylor.
Tim Taylor, the landlord, serving it to me. I thought, well, maybe she'd added the glad eye for Tim Taylor.
I have to pull pints of that when I worked in a pub in Leeds.
Did you? Never worked in a pub for
that. Have you not?
No, never.
Oh,
worked in a greengrocer. I've worked in many places. I've never worked in a pub.
One of my favourite jobs. Doesn't feel like work. Doesn't feel like, well, your face.
No.
That is really good fun.
No, I bet it is.
I really liked it.
What's this? Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel with potato salad or any Hungarian dish. That was the most unusual.
Goulash. I don't know much about Hungarian food.
I don't really.
Yeah.
Tuna tartare, spaghetti vongole, and again, rhubarb, panna cotta. And then someone else said she didn't want wouldn't want much because she wouldn't want indigestion with my last breath.
Well, she wouldn't want this one, would she? Then pizza, donuts, and a G&T.
I mean, that's as basic as it gets.
That, you see, I don't think, well, I don't know. I would say that, you know, sort of the shepherd's pie and the pie and mash, and fair enough, pizza and donuts. I actually do feel a little bit bloated just hearing that, though.
Yeah.
But nice. You've done that one, Philippe Mignon. Smoked mussel canapés.
Yeah.
Garlic mushrooms, Wagyu steak and chips, and tiramisu.
That,
I think, out of all of these, is the one. Oh, no, hang on. I've seen another one. Calf's liver.
Ooh,
no. Oh, my God.
I hate mash.
And I
hate
you?
Yeah, hate mash.
Have we done this before?
I hate it.
I can't bear mash.
Oh, can't you bear mash?
Nope. That's why I don't like shepherd's pie. That's why I don't. Nope.
Oh, no. I thought shepherd's pie was your wet meat.
Oh, it's the mash on top? Oh,
I'm not sure we had the mash conversation.
Oh, well, the mash on top just adds insult to injury.
I like shepherd's pie because the mash on top of that is like mashed and sort of baked, so it can go a bit crispy.
Mm.
But I'm not a fan of your mash.
Do you know what I do? What I don't mind, again, I wouldn't choose it. I do quite like it, actually, is like French mash, so pomme puree, which is basically butter and cream with a little bit of potato on the side.
Just nothing mixed for me. Just absolutely nothing for me. It makes me feel sick. And I think, actually, that's about our lot.
We hang on. We've got someone. Can I just say this is my favourite starter?
What's
someone
your favourite?
Put champagne.
Oh, yeah. Starters, champagne.
Main roast.
You. Yeah.
For a main, she'd have a roast lamb and all the trimmings, and a pudding would be baked Alaska.
Yeah.
So here we go. There were lots and lots of roasts. We just lumped them all into one because there were so many roast dinners. What would your favourite roast be? I know what the most popular one here was, I can tell you.
If I had to have a roast, it would either
what
be...
What do you mean? Whoa, 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 whoa. If you had to have a roast.
It wouldn't be my first meal of choice. But a roast, when you're really, really hungry and you're thinking, right, I'm saving myself, I'm not having breakfast, I'm having a roast, it would probably be beef.
That was the most popular choice.
Was it?
Yeah. Mine would be lamb. But rare.
Lamb
don't
is
overcook it.
Like... Joe absolutely adores lamb, and no one else in our family does. I don't mind it, but it has got a bit of a funny taste, I think. Lamb.
Well, it's really fatty, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just got that
lammy
aftertaste of
mutton.
Fat. Yeah,
I love it.
I'm not overly keen.
Oh no, I love lamb. So lamb, but don't send me lamb if you haven't got. There's nothing worse than you see it on the menu. You think, oh, roast lamb. You haven't got a mint sauce. They go, no. Well, what's that point? Back to the condiments.
It's all about the condiments.
All
for
about
you,
the condiments.
It?
Oh my God, yeah, I can't have roast pork without apple sauce.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah. So I would say prawns as your starter. This is just literally doing the median thing of it all.
Yes.
Prawns, followed by
I think it's roast beef. Roast beef.
And something rhubarb-y as a pudding.
I find that surprising.
I do crumble. So it's your ultimate comfort food.
Yeah.
With drink of choice.
Can I just say I am now actually starving.
Well, I was just about to say it's a wrap, folks, and I'm hoping our chat hasn't made you hungry because it's made us hungry. But we have got some snacks on that table, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got really good cat snacks going on.
I've excelled myself. I will actually say that someone bought these over, actually. I didn't buy any of them. Oh, I did. Sorry, I just let that cat out of the bag, haven't I? I bought the hummus and I bought the crisps, and that's it.
There's an absolute shed load of M&S goodies here. We've got sausage rolls. We've got Marmite
pinwheels.
Swirly things. We've got unusual hot cross buns.
They're co-op.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll reveal all later.
We're going to reveal all later. So, okay. So if, crack open that leftover Easter egg if you're hungry.
Gosh, you wouldn't,
would you?
No, I wouldn't at all. I'm having another hot cross bun. Have a fantastic week. Hope you've enjoyed the bank holiday weekend, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Bye.